Why AI is BS. Yes, if you're going to go with a clickbaity controversial headline, why not make it that? Because AI is the darling. Artificial intelligence is what everyone is talking about here in 2024. So why do I think it's BS? Well, let me explain. In this week's podcast, I'm going to be talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and I'm going to break down the five reasons why I personally think that it's BS. But it's not kind of what you think, because obviously I love technology, I love computers, so AI should be right up my alley, right? Right? Well, sort of. But what I don't love is when something just goes to the point where it's being overhyped. And that's what we're going to talk about in this week's podcast. If it's your first time here, my name is Pete Johns. This is Studio Live Today. My goal around here is to help you create, record, and release your best music. And you might be thinking, AI, isn't that a little bit out of your wheelhouse? Because everyone's talking about that. You're a music guy. But AI has infiltrated us in the music world too. It has just taken over everything. You cannot load up a program, get a plugin, use a piece of hardware these days, even in music creation, that doesn't have some AI branding or something to do with AI. What did I see the other day? An AI saturation plugin. Well, what's that got to do with AI? Well, that's what we're going to talk about and cover in this one. I, for one, think that there's some pretty cool things happening. I use ChatGPT. I use Canva.com, and that has some AI image generation. I've used DALL-E, Stable Diffusion. There's a lot of these things that are doing some cool things. So why am I so down on it? Let's jump into it now. Number one, the reason that AI is BS is that AI is nothing more than human-led automation. I'll say that again. Artificial intelligence is not really artificial intelligence. It is human-led automation. It is automating processes, it's automating things, and it's actually programmed in by us, by the people. It is not a machine, it is not artificial intelligence. It is intelligent humans going, hey, you know how I have to do that thing over and over and over again? Or hey, you know how there's that thing, remember Clippy? Clippy was like the first AI, wasn't he? If you don't remember Clippy, if you didn't use Microsoft Word or Microsoft Office back in the 90s, Clippy was this little paperclip that popped up and you'd be typing away and Clippy would pop up and goes, hey, it appears like you're writing a letter. Shall I format it like a letter? And more often than not, you'd go, no, Clippy, I was actually typing out an invoice, but thanks for playing. So most people turned Clippy off. But Clippy was actually programmed by a human to say, hey, when you see that this person is doing this thing, then grab it and do it. Now, could something like that be useful in our world now, in music? Yeah, totally. How about when you're doing a low-pass filter and it works out that every time you do a low-pass filter, every time you record a guitar, you add a low-pass filter. How about if your digital audio workstation used AI or, you know, human-led automation to say every time this user is doing this 10 times in a row when they've recorded a guitar, they've thrown a high-pass filter on it. Why don't we just pop up a little Clippy, little GarageBand Clippy to say, what would you call him? Ampy? You pop up Ampy and Ampy would say, hey, it looks like you're recording a guitar. And every time you record a guitar, you add a high-pass filter. How about whenever I sense that you're recording a guitar, I add a high-pass filter? That could actually be useful. So the reason I think it's BS, though, is that a human has to actually program that in. The machines are not actually doing this yet. The robots are not in control. As much as Terminator 2 and Skynet and all that stuff sounds like fun, it's not actually the way things are. It's actually led by us, by humans. We'll dive into number two in a moment. If you're enjoying this one, hit the thumbs up. If you're watching the video version, we'd love to hear your comments. Tell me all the reasons you disagree with me in the comments if you're watching the video version. If you're listening in on the audio version, feel free to hit me up, pete@studiolivetoday.com. You can engage with the community on the Create, Record, Release Facebook group, on the, what is that thing called that I never learned how to use properly? Discord. Yeah, we have one of those. So there's heaps of ways that you can interact. You can go to studiolivetoday.com and find all the ways, because you're a smart human. You don't need an AI bot to tell you how to go to a website and click on some links. Number two, AI is in everything already and has been for decades. right? That's why AI is, that's why this new focus on AI is BS. I should probably have been clearer on that. The reason this new focus on AI being the next big thing is kind of BS is that AI is already in everything. Do you have a clothes washing machine or a dishwasher or a clothes dryer? When I put my clothes in my clothes dryer, I don't have to dial in 2 hours of drying. I just hit the auto intelligent button. It might even be called intelligent mode, and it's artificial, so I guess it's AI. You hit that mode, and it has a sensor in there that senses when the clothes are dried. Yeah, is that artificial intelligence? Yeah, it kind of is. There's toasters that actually have little image sensors in there that get the toast just to the right level and then they pop up your toast. There's been AI in everything, but you know what we just called it? Technology. You know what we called it? Automation. It wasn't something different. It wasn't something amazing. It was just what you actually put in there. And it was put in there by humans who programmed the software and programmed the hardware to do a task and to automate something or to use some sort of intelligent sensors to do something intelligent. My TV has intelligent mode. My monitors have intelligent mode. They change the brightness when I'm coming in and out of the room because they sense that I'm there. That's pretty cool. To me, that's intelligence. But again, a human programmed that in there. So intelligent, yes. Artificial, maybe not. Worth the hype? Yeah, but let's go back to 30 years ago when they invented all this stuff. That's when the hype should have started, but we just called it technology and advancement. Number three, AI is caught in a buzz cycle. First, there were the crypto bros, and then there were the AI bros. Like, it just goes in phases, doesn't it? There's the drop shipping, there's the YouTube automation. There's always been this overhyped buzz cycle, and AI is just the latest in a long string of these things. And yeah, what happens when we get these buzz cycles? Well, everyone gets super hyped and everyone gets caught up in it. And things that are good get sold as amazing, great, epic, just beautiful things, as opposed to just going, it's an incremental step. And I know, I get it. The first time you type into ChatGPT and say, tell me why I should be thinking about the Roman Empire right now, and it pops up because there's a meme that says all men think about the Roman Empire, something like that. The first time you do anything with ChatGPT, or you do an image generation where you're like, show me a robot playing tennis wearing pink frilly lacy underwear, and you get exactly that, it is kind of mind-blowing. I get it. I go, wow. But some people take that to the next extreme, and they're like, this is the next big thing. Here's why AI is going to rule the world. It's going to destroy the world. It's going to take all our jobs. It's going to create lots of jobs. There's hype on both sides of the cycle. Realistically, and you can kind of take this to the bank with almost everything in life, nothing really is as good or as bad as a lot of people think. Everything, in my humble opinion, sits somewhere in the middle, sits somewhere in that 20 to 80%. Nothing's 100% super hype, and nothing is 0% the worst thing that happens in the world. And I think AI sits comfortably in that middle zone, but we are in this buzz cycle. And the reason we are is that the folks that were trying to sell you on drop shipping, and they were trying to sell you on YouTube automation, and were trying to sell you on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, are now trying to sell you on AI. And when people see something new and fun and hyped, they're going to jump on board and try and sell it to you. And here's the thing, you've seen these. People will come out and they'll be like, how I make a six-figure income using AI. And you know the only reason they can make a six-figure income with AI is by selling courses to gullible folks, hopefully not you, who will spend hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to get the knowledge, as our old mate would say, the knowledge to be able to do it themselves. Well, guess what? That's all BS. That's just all of these automated sales funnels. And you know the funny and the ironic thing is that AI's been around, these AI sales funnels have been around for as long as people have been doing these dodgy, scammy sales. Because if you're not familiar, the way a sales funnel works is that someone has this amazing product. And it's usually, here's how it goes. They give you their BS backstory. I was a crippled orphan until one day I discovered artificial intelligence. And now I'm sharing my secrets with you for the low, low price of $47, worth $2,500. A $2,500 value, all for $47. And it usually ends with a 7, because that's just how they tend to roll. But you have to sign up right now. You've only got 24 hours to do it. Special introductory price. All that bollocks. But the way these sales funnels work is that they're already using automation, which I'd argue is AI. I'd say that's all artificial intelligence, because what they do is that they'll send you this thing saying, hey, join my AI crew, buy my AI course. And then when you don't, they'll send you another email based on the patterns of where you clicked on the first one, or what website, or how long it took you to click through. And they might offer you a discount, or they might do this like low penetration thing where they just get you to gently pry your wallet open by selling you something for like $1 or $5. And you're like, why wouldn't I buy a $1 PDF guide to AI? What have I got to lose? Well, what you've got to lose is that you get put in the sucker pile, and then you get email after email, and suddenly you've spent $400 on courses about how to use AI to automate a business flow, and it doesn't work. But you know who is profiting and benefiting from it? The AI bros that are selling you on this. So be careful. Buzz cycles happen, and if you get caught up in it, and look, people said it with cryptocurrency. They were like, I'm into the underlying technology of cryptocurrency. I'm not into cryptocurrency itself. It's the same sort of thing with AI. You can marvel at the technology of it, but don't get suckered in. Don't go buy the latest. I'm waiting for there to be an AI crypto coin. Like, you know how there was Dogecoin? There's going to be AI coin. And it's going to be the first artificially intelligently generated cryptocurrency coin that you can purchase. You know it's coming. You know it's probably already out there. Number four, AI is being used in all the branding. I mentioned it up front, but have you seen this? Have you been out in the world at the moment? Everything has AI. Now with AI. I'm surprised my bowl of cornflakes doesn't say enhanced with AI somehow. I don't know. But all the software, all the hardware, everything is being branded with artificial intelligence, with some sort of AI. And it's fine, but it's going to date pretty much, because you know what artificial intelligence is once it's actually in a product, and once you're using it on a day-to-day basis. It's technology, it's software, it's hardware. Our hardware already has it. Machine learning has been in our computers, our smartphones, and our devices for decades. So we've already got artificial intelligence. We've already got machines that are learning based on what they experience, based on the input from us, the humans, again, human-led automation, based on the input from humans, they will change and adapt and do things differently. And that's all that we're seeing now. But because of the hype cycle, because everyone's caught in this buzz of AI, it's going on everything. So there's AI plugins, there's AI software, there's AI hardware. Everything is AI, artificial intelligence, even if it already existed. It was pretty funny that I use Canva.com. And look, I love Canva.com. I'd use it for a lot of design stuff. But they've rebranded. They had things just called text to image. But since the AI hype, I think it's now called AI Assist or something like that. Like, everything is being rebranded to be some sort of AI related. How many times can I say the words or the letters AI? Remember back in the 80s when everything suddenly, we had this obesity crisis. Thank goodness that's over now. We had this obesity crisis and everything was suddenly fat-free. Not mentioning that it had 27 grams of sugar, or it was sugar-free. Not mentioning that it was full of fat and salt. Yeah, they were the same thing. They were these branding hype and buzzwords. And if you've done any sort of study of marketing or sales, you know these things are used because they work. And the more hype we have around AI, the more we're going to see these used. Superfoods in the 90s and 2000s. I've got a funny story, actually. My VCR. Yes, I still use it. No. But the VCR that I had this little symbol on it, and it said G-code. Anyone remember G-code? So what G-code was, remember the old joke that programming your VCR is like this really hard thing to do, and the adults are better get the kids in to program the VCR because it's too hard for us adults to do. Well, they've developed this system called G-code. What you do see is you get the TV guide, remember those? You get your TV guide, and next to every program, it has a code. And instead of you having to go, right, I want to record the Golden Girls on Channel 10 Friday at 7:30, you just punch in 59742, and the G-code VCR would know that that means Friday, Channel 10, 7:30. How good was that? You'd almost say it was artificial and intelligent. But the problem was, TV guides went away. G-code kind of failed. Nobody used it anymore. Yet every VCR I saw in everyone's home for a decade had that same little G-code. code logo on there because it was going to be the next big thing. So I'm waiting for all these TVs to have AI on them, all these music devices to have AI on them. And then we realize that AI is just the integrated software and hardware that we've always used. So that's why it's BS. It's not that it's not good. It's just that it's overhyped. In my opinion, in my very humble opinion. Number five. This one's probably going to generate the most amount of folks telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about. And that is AI is not actually intelligent. Right? It's artificial, sure. But how intelligent is it? Like, the fear of the machines and the robots taking over, the fear that people have that it's going to be Skynet and Judgment Day and Terminator, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be HAL 9000 and it's going to be Ready Player One and all of these things. Machines are coming. It's the Matrix. We all live in the Matrix. Right? No. Because when you think about things that are artificially intelligent, think about defects in products. Think about faults in products. Think about all the products that have been recalled because there's been a bug, there's been a fault, there's been a problem. The reason that self-driving cars are not a thing is because the artificial intelligence required to do them is not smart enough. And the humans that are programming it, because again, artificial intelligence is just human-led automation, can't work out a way to make sure that cars stop running over kiddies and that cars stop crashing into things and turning on red lights because driving is complicated. What do they say? It's like nanoseconds and thousands of decisions you make every minute when you're driving. That's a lot to program into a piece of artificial intelligence. And will it never get there? I'm not going to come out and say that. I like to make black and white statements, but I'm not crazy enough to say there will never be full self-driving cars. But yeah, what Elon is saying right now, which is that, full self-driving, it works perfectly. That's fine if you want to be one of those. What do they call those folks that are like evangelists that don't mind if some people suffer now as long as it's for the greater good in the future? What do they call fascists? Yeah. Now I'm getting the emails. Dear Pete, you said Elon was bad and then called people who like AI fascists. You suck. Unsubscribed forever. Goodbye. You know what? It would be nice if that was how nice the sort of comments that I get about this sort of thing would be. Instead, it's like, F you, brah. No, it's not really. I don't get that many. Because, again, most of you kind of know what I'm talking about here. And even if you don't completely agree with me, hopefully I've given some ideas and some thoughts here. So this final point, AI, artificial intelligence, not so much with the intelligence all the time. Doesn't actually have a lot of intelligence because it is whatever we program into it. It is whatever we put in there. So ChatGPT is smart because it predicts the next word based on all the data. It's like, remember that old movie Short Circuit? Need more input, more data, more input. It's like that, yeah? We're all Johnny Five. Well, no, all the machines are Johnny Five, and we're just the poorly racially cast lead guy that's programming the robot. Look it up, Short Circuit. Horrendous stuff that happened with casting in movies back in the 80s. But that's a topic for another day. But yeah, artificial intelligence, not actually that intelligent, because sometimes when the human doesn't tell the machine what to do, that's where faults happen, that's where defects happen, and the machine's not going to fix it themselves because they're following orders. They're following the programming that they've got. Will one day the machines rise up and start programming themselves? I happen to think no, but hey, if you want that to be your bedtime story and you want something extra to worry about in the world, go for it. I would be more worried about things like cybercrime and people stealing your identity and the inherent privacy flaws in our current systems rather than worrying about some dystopian future where the machines rule. I'm much more scared of the humans than I ever will be of the machines. And that's where I'm going to leave it here on this story of AI and why AI is BS. Let me know what you think down in the comments if you're here on the YouTube video version, or if you're watching or you're listening on the audio version. I would love for you to leave a rating, a review. Tell me why I'm wrong in the rating or the review, and you can do that on any podcatcher of choice. StudioLiveToday.com/podcast is where you can subscribe to that podcast, and StudioLiveToday.com is where you can get links to the YouTube channel, to me on Instagram, to me on Facebook, to my new AI endeavor, which will never happen. But you can get in touch with me, and I'm always available, Pete@StudioLiveToday.com. My manually checked, completely non-AI inbox. You won't even get an auto reply. That's how lazy I am. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you would like to get in touch, please go ahead and do so. And as we say at the end of each and every show, please be kind. Hang on, let's do it in an AI voice. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and the only way to win is to not play. See you, folks.